Welcome. Today, let's talk about health. What health really means. Obviously, the pandemic has shown us all how fragile our health is. Maintaining health in this world we're living in takes a new kind of priority and focus. Throw in what I'm dealing with, and one can barely think about anything other than health. But what's important is to think about health, not the opposite. We're surrounded right now by health struggles. Too much focus on the struggle, and we're bound to struggle even more. Wayne Dyer always used to talk about how the law of flotation was not discovered by contemplating the sinking of things, but by contemplating the floating of things, which floated naturally, and then intelligently asking why they did so. Now, being able to focus on health when the news tells you there's a lot of disease, not easy to do. Being able to focus on health when your daughter has leukemia, that requires a completely different mindset. To get my head and heart and my family's head and heart into the right place, to contemplate the floating of things. The one diversion I've had over the past 10 or so days, when I get a moment of quiet time, I keep watching that documentary, The Last Dance, which is the story of the Michael Jordan-led Chicago Bulls in their quest for their sixth and final championship. And in this documentary, they talk about how Michael Jordan was at the top of his game in the 1990s, and the media started searching for something that was wrong with him, that he gambled, that he was a jerk to his teammates, anything they could find to tear him down. And most of our culture is based on sinking. Even the one man who people celebrated, not just for floating, but flying, Michael Jordan, and the media tried really hard to bring him down. And something I've been learning over the past few days, my household has to be all about floating and flying. Those are the healing energies that get you feeling better. Those are the healing energies that bring a family closer. Those are the healing energies that get you feeling stronger. Why do we let anything else into our lives? I mean, a three-year-old who feels and senses floating and flying energies in her home. Imagine what that does versus a three-year-old who feels and sees sinking and worry and doubt in her home. Is it any different for a 33-year-old or a 63-year-old? And one positive thing that I've been realizing, I have zero bandwidth right now for the news or social media. I just cannot handle it. It's too much. Not to say the news is all bad, but I'll tell you, without news, I can do a lot more floating and flying and a lot less sinking and worrying. This is a question for you. Could you take the rest of today to turn up the volume on the people and thoughts and feelings that lift you up, make you great, that bring you strength, and help you rise above anything that otherwise brings you down? The word here is relentless. It's a quality I cannot say I was too familiar with until very, very recently. There's a quote, "Life is tough, you are tougher. Life is persistent, you are relentless." Take a moment to get more comfortable, relax, release the heavy stuff. God knows I need to do that. Imagine how you rise. Not that it makes the tough stuff go away, but you rise above it. Imagine how you rise. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. Imagine how you rise. if your attention wandered, imagine how you rise. Coming back to the moment, the law of flotation was not discovered by contemplating the sinking of things, but by contemplating the floating of things, which floated naturally, and then intelligently asking why they did so. And I've been learning over the past few days, our household has to be all about floating and flying. Those are the healing energies that restore health, that bring families closer, that get you feeling stronger. Why let anything else into our lives? Can you take the rest of today to turn up the volume on the people and thoughts and feelings that lift you up and make you great, bring you strength, and help you rise above anything that otherwise brings you down. Imagine how you rise. See you tomorrow. Peace.